So I posted on my Instagram stories a statement that says, overeating doesn't make you fat. It's actually the other way around. And yeah, I received a lot of questions. People were curious to know, but also people criticized the statement. So let's settle this once and for all, shall we? Stay tuned, because this is Before Seeing the Doctor with Deborah Nin. So excited to have you back on our 8th episode. Welcome. Feel at home, feel free. If you're new, this is the place to be. And I am so glad that we are now in the era where people have this enthusiasm to learn and know more about their health. It's the era for health and wellness and well-being. People are taking initiatives to take control of their own health and being extra cautious. But again, during this era, I'm sure everyone has come across the word calories. What emotions do you feel upon hearing this word? Personally, I feel like it's full of restrictions and fear of gaining weight and eating disorders, because people are like, how much calories are there? How much calories did I have today? Oh my God, I need to lose all these calories and stuff. Tell me, what do you feel? This is me personally, and I am here to address some of the myths that come along with the word calories, or come along with all of these weight loss diets. For example, all calories are the same. That's a myth. Absolutely. Because when they're in the laboratory, okay, they probably are the same. But when they enter your body, they're completely different because they react differently. Your body receives them differently. It does things differently depending on what kind of a calorie they're on. So no, not all calories are the same. Another thing people think is that a formula to lose weight is just do a subtraction of calories in and calories out. So if you're having a lot of leftovers, that's how your body is storing. No, and I will address that shortly. Also, people think eating fat makes you fat. I mean, it sounds like a good conclusion to make, considering that on a paper, it would probably make sense, because fat contains 9 calories and carbs contains 4 calories. But again, I will be addressing that shortly. Let's break these myths and look at the facts and the researches that have been done. I will start by saying food is not just calories. It's not just the source of energy. It is an information, and I think I have addressed that in the previous episodes, but it's good to repeat. Whatever you eat, it is an information sent to your body on what they're supposed to do. It affects every biological function, and it controls everything. Your gene expressions, the expression of genes that gets to decide or gets to trigger the cause and the prevention of a disease, the genes that detects the weight loss and the weight gain genes, it affects your immune system, your gut flora, the microbiome we talked about. It affects your hormones. It does a lot of things. So look at food as information to your body. It tells your body what to do. It's not just calories, like what people think and what people feel when they think of food. And so because of these thoughts of calories associated with food, most people think overeating makes us gain weight. It's like too much food makes you gain weight. But here's a research done by Dr. David Ludwig from the Harvard University. And he says, we have it wrong. We think overeating and exercising less makes us fat, but it's actually the opposite. The fat cells get hungry and they drive you to eat. It's like this circle that never ends. And here's how. Carbs or sugar, whenever you eat them, they do spike the insulin. Insulin is the hormone that responds to sugar in your blood, that breaks it down and either uses it or stores it, right? So once you eat the carbs or sugar, the insulin gets to spike in your bloodstream. By this time, you're probably not fat yet. You're not obese yet. And yeah, when I'm talking about fat, let me just clear it up that I'm talking about obesity. That's one of the biggest issues the world is facing today. Getting back at it, so insulin drives the available fuel in the bloodstreams to the fat cells. It takes all of these to the fat cells, and specifically to the visceral fat. By normal language, not the medical one, this is the fat surrounding the organs. For example, your belly fat, this is your visceral fat. And because of that, so it has taken all the fuel to the fat cells, you get hungry and you eat more. Number two of how. When you're restricting yourself in a diet, let's say you're having a low calorie diet, so you're restricting your body from the calories and your body thinks that you're starving. It gives this alarm, your brain just gets this alarm. It's wired to think that once we have less calories, then we're starving. And because of that, it makes you tired, because the body is so smart. It's trying to save as much energy as possible. You don't feel like moving, you move less, and you're so tired so that you can save the energy. But then because of that, you get hungry and you eat more. And on top of that, it slows your metabolism so you don't die, because if it does it fast and metabolizes the food, you'll be left with nothing. It is trying to save you, but it has no idea that you're actually just on a diet. You're not starving. You're just trying not to eat much, okay? But not eating much could actually cause you even to eat more and slowing down your metabolism. This is why the people who have been trying to lose weight with this method, only less than 10% have managed to keep this lost weight off for a year. Because you shift your body into thinking that we're in a starvation mode by restricting the calories, by not eating enough. And here's what's very interesting. You can also do the same or trigger your body to think the same by eating the wrong food. So eating high sugar or high refined carbs, it also makes your body think we're starving. It is a bit counterintuitive, and here's how. When you eat sugar, you increase the insulin hormone. This is the fat storage hormone. So once you're actually eating a lot of fat, you increase your metabolism. It becomes a fast metabolism. And once you're eating low fats and increased carbs, it slows your metabolism because of this starvation mode that your body tends to think. Even if you're eating the same calories, this is why I said not all calories are made the same. So Professor David Ludwig, that I talked about earlier, he did a human study and he used a crossover trial. A crossover trial means studying the same subjects with different diets. So you allow the study of metabolic changes when you're using the same subject, the same person. The first half of the study, he made a diet of 60% carbs, 20% protein, and 20% fat. And the same people, towards the second half of the study, the diet changed to 60% of fat and not carbs like the first part, and then 10% of carbs and 30% of protein. And guess what he realized, or what changes he noticed on the metabolism? During the second period, where people were having high fat diet, they could burn more 300 calories a day. And I also noticed improvements in cholesterols. These are your low triglycerides and the high HDL. And also there was a significant change or decrease in the levels of PAI, hence less chances of developing the blood clots, and it also lowered the inflammations and even the possibility of pre-diabetes. All right, that's too much science and too many numbers. At the end, I would draw a conclusion after connecting the dots that most of the biology of our fat cell is controlled by the quality and type of the food you eat. It's not about the number of calories. And that's why eating fat doesn't necessarily make you fat. Remember that food is an information. It is not just the amount of calories. Your weight gain and weight loss journey, it has to do mostly with the quality and the type of food you're eating. Like we spoke, overeating isn't just something you can control as a habit. It also depends on what type of food you're eating, because it can create that circle, that never-ending circle that ends up in obesity. So go ahead and enjoy the healthy fats around you without fear. Instead, enjoy everything at your moderation sizes. Don't starve yourself. And food should be a pleasure. It shouldn't be about counting the number of calories. So good luck with your healthy journey. I hope you attain the kind of weight you want and you feel confident and happy in your body. Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye.